Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Katherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Hebrews 11:1, ESV. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
This verse is a definition.
Yeah.
It's, hey, this is what faith is.
Faith is assurance. Period. All right. Mic drop.
The word assurance in Greek translates to confidence. We're supposed to have confident assurance of things hoped for. This is what Christian faith is defined as. Salvation essentially is the seed, so to speak, and faith is the belief system that's walked out in confidence. Confidence that God's going to do what he promises to do. Confidence that you believe what he says. And even when you can't see the outcome that you want, you're believing in it anyway. It's being convicted of things not seen.
It's a good definition, a good wrap-up of it.
We speak a lot about confidence in this series because our confidence truly comes from God. But we also have a part to play with this. That's where faith comes in. That's where we have the seed of salvation. We believe in Jesus. We believe that Jesus was the sacrifice for our sins and our way to God. It doesn't just end there with faith. Faith is something that you have to walk through and walk out your entire life because things happen, good, bad, indifferent, and we don't always get to see what it's going to look like on the other side of it because we're walking through it. So it's nice to know that we need to play that role of confidently believing that the end game, the end result, God's going to be there. He's already seen it through because he's not confined by time and space. And we just have to believe the outcome is going to be beautiful because that's who our God is. So we have to be confident in that.
Yeah. So faith is one of those things, as it says, convictions of things not seen. There are things that we do before we believe that we think is okay. You can be jumping off the deep end, but then having faith and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then getting faith in him does convict you of these things. And I've had people say, well, faith, it's one of, you can't prove it. You can't disprove it. You know, faith is just something in the air. You can just say that you have faith. Well, you can't see the wind either, but you still know when you're walking with it or against it.
Yeah. It's a great analogy.
And when you're walking in your faith and with your faith, it's like walking with the wind. Even though your hair might get in your face and it's not always beautiful, it's still something that is the right thing to do. It still is easier than walking against the wind and going against what God's will is for you and going against what your personal convictions are. It's something that God doesn't want for us. He wants us to have faith in him. He wants us to trust him. And yes, we need to do that. We need to go where he's leading us to go. Go where he's nudging us to go and going in these places in faith. And when you're in the word and you know where God wants you to be, it's a beautiful thing.
You get peace with it, too.
Oh, big time.
Assurance and conviction are two very confident, strong words. And faith is to be a strong belief, a strong conviction. It's not a, well, let's hope for the best kind of mindset. That's wishy-washy. We don't want to be people of, well, maybe God's going to come through. Maybe he won't.
No, he will come through every time, all the time. He is dependable.
Yes. And it's going to look dark sometimes. You're not always going to see the outcome while you're walking through it. But it's like, it's kind of even the analogies in the Bible with storms and having your house built on solid ground. Once you are rooted and grounded in Christ, in faith, in him, in your salvation, then everything that comes your way, you just hang on. You hang on to your core system. You hang on to your belief system. You hang on in the middle of your trials because you know you're confident. You're assured that that outcome is going to come and it's going to be okay, whether it's on this side or on the other side.
And I think that sometimes is the hard piece to swallow because being in the Word helps you align your wants and desires with God's. But sometimes what we want and desire isn't what His plan is. It isn't what He has in store for us. So when our wants and desires don't line up and we don't get what we want, it's hard as human to have this blind confidence of, well, He's going to heal my grandmother and I'm going to declare this right now and thank Him in advance and do all the things. Well, he's going to heal my grandma, but it might not be here on earth.
Right.
She might be healed up in heaven. So it's hard because we don't get to see those promises always, but we need to trust that the promise is there. And knowing these truths of the week are beautiful because those are the things that we should build our house on, build our brain on, is the assurances and the promises that God makes us in the Bible.
The ESV commentary mentions, and I'm going to quote this here because I thought it was really good. So I'm just going to read it to you. Thus, biblical faith is not blind trust in the face of contrary evidence, not an unknowable leap in the dark. Rather, biblical faith is a confident trust in the eternal God who is all-powerful, intensely wise, eternally trustworthy. The God who has revealed Himself in His Word and in the person of Jesus Christ, whose promises have proven true from generation to generation, and who will never leave or forsake His own.
Nice.
It goes back to knowing His promises, too.
Yeah.
But to have strong faith, you have to know what God says, and you have to know His intentions and His heart and His character, and it's all so beautiful. We have a God who loves us, who's gracious and merciful. He is a just God, but He's also very patient, very long-suffering, very kind towards us. And His promises are beautiful, and there's tons of them.
Do you have an analogy that you want to share or a story?
I kind of like, at the end part of our Truth of the Week, it says the conviction of things not seen. We haven't seen a whole lot. We think we have, but truly there's so much going on the spiritual side of everything that we see on the earth side. I can't wait to see it all revealed at the end. Let's just think about for a second the whole afterlife aspect of our faith. We have to be assured that what we're doing actually does have the eternal promises that we don't get to see. We believe in the heaven that God speaks of. We believe because we believe what He's said in His Word and what we have been able to see thus far, but we also have to continue to have faith in the stuff that we haven't seen, which is heaven, and it is the promise of the glory after this existence, because we for sure are going to die. Like, there is no question there is something that happens after this. There's something.
No one gets out of this life alive.
Nope. Doesn't matter how well you eat or how much exercising you do. Something's going to get you. Like, it just, not to be Debbie Downer here, but like, yeah, like at some point it's going to be over. And as a believer, we get to hang on to, we get to be sure and confident in the fact that the God who's revealed Himself to us on earth is the same God who's going to come through on His promises that we don't get to see until later. Just to kind of look at the tragedies that happen on this side, I know a lot of people even question, okay, if all of this is, if God is such a good, wonderful God, why do all these bad things happen? The end of the story isn't the tragedy. The end of things don't stop there. Just because you've been a victim of something or life has handed you some really nasty cards, that's not, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to live in your tragedy. You can walk through it with grace. You can walk through it with faith. You can walk through it holding on to Jesus' hand the entire time. And eventually there's going to be healing for that. There's going to be beauty on the other side of it. Because I know bad things are going to happen on earth. It's just we're in a sinful, fallen place. God's goodness didn't leave us to just be stuck here and in a hopeless situation. He's like, I've got stuff for you. I've got stuff for you not only here on earth, but in heaven as well.
That's part of having faith in those times and knowing God's promises and God's will for us. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago in the Truth of the Week, how God chastens those who are His sons and daughters. And sometimes those tragedies that happen in our life is Him refining us and God showing us that we can work through this. And a lot of it always has a purpose, and it always, at the end of the, not the end of our lives, but at the end of that particular story, sometimes it's that we help somebody else through something else, or we find joy in something. God has a purpose for everything, and we need to have faith and assurance that we're meant to move on from whatever the tragedy is and to use it for the glory of his kingdom.
Okay. And I was actually thinking of a story in the news recently, a year ago, a tragedy happened. There's a Waffle House shooting and there were a few victims. And because we have local news that reports on a lot of the story, not only when it happened, but even a year later now, and watching some of the victims' parents talk about the tragedy that they had all been involved in. And you can see the people who are having, I mean, obviously all the families are struggling, no doubt, with this tragic loss of their child or brother or sister. But one family does it, they've spoken forgiveness over the shooter. They've spoken forgiveness over just that they're moving forward with their pain. They talked about bringing it to Jesus and walking every day with him and trying to just keep stuff alive for their daughter. And it's a beautiful picture of using their faith in the midst of the tragedy. And then you'll see it maybe another family who they're not walking quite the same journey with their tragedy. And the family that's shown forgiveness, you can tell they're walking with a peace and with an understanding that there's stuff that they don't get to see right now in their pain, but they understand that God works all things for their good, even the hard stuff.
Yeah. And that's huge to breathe forgiveness in something like that, in a death and a tragedy. But good on those families that are able to forgive, because one, it heals themselves, that they're not carrying around that baggage that hurts you more. But also, it's a light to those around them, because they're not spewing hate and not trying to like use it to some political agenda, and they're not trying to just make a mockery out of it. They're using it for good, and they're trying to breathe peace into this world, which is not what a lot of people are doing right now. And they're doing it in a situation that everyone in their right mind would say, you are justified for being angry. You are justified to
withhold forgiveness, even.
To withhold forgiveness, to wish that guy the chair. But they're not. They're not breathing and perpetuating the hate. They are breathing love and peace and truth and life. That's beautiful.
It's encouraging to see others publicly show their faith this way.
Yeah.
Because it's refreshing and it's beautiful, and it shows that truly they know the heart of their Father, which is forgiveness. It is grace. It is mercy for others. And they know their God's faithful. And I thought it was a beautiful
story. That is a beautiful story. Thanks for sharing. Okay. This week's challenge is, think of two things that you're hoping for now, and keep bringing them to the feet of Jesus. Think of two things that he has answered your hopes for, and praise him for those two things. So, two things to keep bringing to the feet of Jesus, and two things to thank him for and praise him for. That is this week's challenge.
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you next week.